Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1974, Part 1. Prabhupada's recorded dictaphone tape purports felt like an arrow piercing my heart, because the dictaphone makes a sound when you start it up again, the tape up again, and it made this sound that reminded me, and the content reminded me like an arrow piercing my heart. This arrow carried the absolute message from Krishna to me through his representative. What struck me most on the tape was Prabhupada's tone of voice. His was not the voice of a professional translator. Urgency poured from his heart. Prabhupada's voice revealed a father's affection for a son that he fears may leave his shelter. Laden with compassion, his words hit me, especially these. Quote, whatever little growth has taken place is quickly uprooted by such a mad elephant offense. And, quote, if one thinks there are many so-called devotees or non-devotees in the Krishna Consciousness Society, one can keep direct company with the spiritual master. And if there is any doubt, one should consult the spiritual master. Prabhupada said this with such feeling and such calling and urgency. The philosophy was now clear. Hearing Prabhupada call out to his children touched my heart. Elated, miserable, ecstatic, and humbled, I understood the message was not meant for me alone. I asked Prabhupada if I could send a copy of the tape to Siddhasrupananda Goswami, and he consented. Concern. Prabhupada was concerned about how I was withstanding the pressure of his purification. He inquired, so how are you doing? I'm all right, Prabhupada, but I'm afraid my wife isn't doing so well. Prabhupada looked worried and asked me to call her in. He also handed me his dictaphone tape and requested I give it to Satyut Maharaj to type. I stepped outside and insisted that Jagatrini go and see Prabhupada. Jagatrini had chosen not to be in Prabhupada's room. She felt it too painful to be in her spiritual master's presence and yet feel so hopeless. Instead, she waited outside, wondering how such a terrible condition had come upon her so quickly. When the tape began, however, she listened earnestly and felt as if Prabhupada was diagnosing and treating her condition, and her questions were being answered. A special ring. As we entered and offered our obeisances, Prabhupada was grave. Slowly, he removed a thin gold wedding ring from his finger. He held it delicately between his thumb and forefinger and turned to Jagatrini. This is for you. Prabhupada extended his arm and placed the ring into her outstretched palms. He appeared thoughtful, gentle, and soft like a loving father. Jagatrini bowed her head and began to cry. My comment. Medicine is at times bitter and difficult to digest. Prabhupada, more careful than the most concerned doctor, was concerned for his patient's health. He knew that kindness was needed, and out of affection, he gave Jagatrini a full dose, just to save them. Years later, I met a devotee who had been with Prabhupada at the Honolulu airport before Prabhupada's Hong Kong flight. He told me that he had dutifully warned Prabhupada what to expect on his arrival. When he told Prabhupada that, quote, Burizan is in Maya, Prabhupada's reply was, yes, I know. I'm going to Hong Kong just to save them. My comment. Prabhupada arrived in Hong Kong angry, yet his genuine concern was to save two fallen souls. As the founder of Charya of ISKCON, Prabhupada was preeminently busy and successful. Yet, he not only had the ferocity of a lion, as he corrected, but also the full compassionate heart of a Vaishnava. That combination, embodied in Prabhupada, Krishna's representative, had conquered the world. Prabhupada also wished his followers to have both the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother. He spoke of the Vaishnava preacher's heart in Hawaii just before his arrival in Hong Kong. Nittai. How does one become Bhagyavan, Prabhupada? Bhagyavan, opulent. If you earn money, you become Bhagyavan. The word has come from Bhagavan, and Bhaga means opulence, six kinds of opulence. Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasa, Shriya. So one who possesses all these things, not exactly like Bhagavan, but partially according to his position, he is called Bhagyavan. Nittai. But in this verse that you just quoted, Erupe Brahmanda Brahmate Komanu Bhagyavan, how does one become to the stage of Prabhupada? We are making them Bhagyavan. We are giving them service. How to become Bhagyavan? We are spending our blood, gallons of blood, just to make them Bhagyavan. This is the sacrifice of the devotees. Just like you are poor. Somebody, a rich man, comes. All right, take $1 million from me. You get immediately rich. So it is by the devotees' sacrifice that they are becoming. Just like Vasudev Datta. He requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Lord, you have come. Take away all these people, unfortunate people. Take back to home, back to Godhead. If you think they are so inglorious, they cannot be taken, then give all their sins to me. I shall suffer. You take them. Prabhupada continued. That is Vaishnava. They are sacrificing everything for these unfortunate rascals. Therefore, they are becoming very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says, Nacha tasman manusheshu. Those who are sacrificing everything for making these rascals fortunate, they become immediately very, very dear to Krishna. Just like if a rich man gives his money for public welfare, immediately he is recognized by the government. Yes, he is given some title. Why? Because he has given his possessions for the benefit of the public. Similarly, the devotees, they are distributing their possessions to these unfortunate people. Therefore, they are immediately recognized. That is the process. The devotee does not want any recognition, but he is satisfied knowing that my Lord wants this rascal to go back home, back to Godhead. So let me try my best. He knows the mind of the master. Otherwise, why the master comes and canvasses Savadamam Pratyaja Mamekam Sharanam Bhaja. He has no business. He wants that these rascals are suffering in the material condition. They're my part and parcel, my sons. Let me try. And the devotee understands that my Lord wants it, so let me do it on his behalf. Therefore, a devotee is so dear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My comment. Prabhupada's compassionate visit fixed my consciousness on him and his mission. For weeks, I dreamed again and again of Prabhupada, and his instructions reaffirmed themselves as the guiding principles of my life. Prabhupada, whose body at that time was 78 years old, had traveled thousands of miles to save two fallen disciples. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.